former President Bill Clinton and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are among the big name speakers at tonight's virtual Democratic National Convention. Last night's keynote speaker was former First Lady Michelle Obama, and she blasted President Trump as chaotic, unprepared, and incapable of empathy during the coronavirus pandemic.
If you take one thing from my words tonight, it is this. If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election. If we have any hope of ending this chaos, we have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us. And Mara, a blistering critique from Michelle Obama this morning. President Trump was tweeting about it. He called it divisive. Will it make a difference?
Will his tweet make a difference or her speech?
No, will the speech make a difference?
Will the speech make a difference? Well, I think that if any speech that was made last night has a chance to make a difference, hers does. She is clearly the most effective communicator that the Democratic Party has right now. She has played this role. This is her third convention. And what she does is she speaks to the outside. You know, Bernie Sanders was kind of speaking to the progressives inside the party. She speaks to all those, to coin a phrase, suburban housewives, maybe, who are maybe don't like Donald Trump's tweeting and behavior, but really aren't sure they want to make a change because they're not excited about Joe Biden. So what she says is, she gave a very intimate speech. She says, you know, I hate politics. In other words, I know you, you know me, we both don't like this, but this is about something bigger. It was very emotional. It was also very specific. She said, you have to make a plan for voting, pack a lunch, pack a breakfast, because you might be standing there all night long. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know how to get your mail-in ballots and do it right away. So I think she used the virtual format of the convention, the fact that she wasn't standing on a stage in front of thousands of adoring people. It was a very intimate speech. It was just her in her living room or wherever she was talking to one person at a time.
Speaking of going after people in the suburbs, there was former Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, who stood at a crossroads, literally, and explained why he's Joe Biden. Listen to this.
Many of us have been deeply concerned about the current path we've been following for the past 4 years. It's a path that's led to division, dysfunction, irresponsibility, and growing vitriol between our citizens. Continuing to follow that path will have terrible consequences for America's soul, because we're being taken down the wrong road by a president who is pitted one against the other.
Now, he is speaking maybe to disaffected Republicans, maybe some of them in the suburbs. Do we have a sense, Mara, of who is doing well with those suburban voters right now?
Well, right now, Joe Biden is winning them, according to the polls, by big margins. But what was interesting about John Kasich, it's not new to have a person from the other party appear at your convention. Joe Lieberman did it. Zell Miller did it. He was the former governor of Georgia. But John Kasich ran against President Trump. And the other thing that's happening this year, which I think Kasich underlines and amplifies, is that there are all these groups of disaffected Republicans. There's the Lincoln Project. There's something called Republican Voters Against Trump. And I thought what was even more powerful than Kasich's speech was the videos they played of individual Republican voters who were explaining why they can't vote for Trump a second time.
Let's talk about the left and Bernie Sanders going after progressives last night. He urged his supporters, unlike what happened in 2016, he really heartily urged his supporters to vote for Biden despite policy differences. Listen.
While Joe and I disagree on the best path to get universal coverage, he has a plan that will greatly expand health care and cut the cost of prescription drugs. Further, he will lower the eligibility age of Medicare from 65 down to 60.
Now, as I said, we're going to hear from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tonight, but are Democrats doing enough to get the left on board?
I think they are. I think Bernie Sanders is on board this time in a way he just wasn't in 2016. He made a policy argument last night. There were a lot of people making a character argument that Joe Biden has empathy, that he's decent, and he's a good guy. But Bernie Sanders was telling progressives, we can get a lot of what we want with Joe Biden as president. And that's a big change from 4 years ago.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson will be watching as the convention continues tonight. Mara, thanks.
Thank you.